Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and I'm going to talk a little bit today about e-learning. I'm new to e-learning. What do I do? If you've taken a few online courses, you probably already know how quickly versions of the learning management system change and how many variations there are of course designs, philosophies, and approaches. It can be intimidating to both new and experienced e-learners. However, the convenience and flexibility of being able to take the course any place and at any time helped you overcome your initial trepidation. You will probably be required to go through an orientation session, and it will probably help you with unique elements of your learning and course management system. Here are a few things you may not have picked up as you completed your orientation course or module. 1. The importance of introductions. Post an introduction and a photo on the discussion board. Tell the class a little bit about yourself. Why? Most face-to-face courses appeal to extroverts. Most online courses appeal to people who feel more comfortable with their inner worlds and who need time alone to recharge. Chances are, if you have felt comfortable with face-to-face courses and you enjoy the interaction, you are an extrovert. If this is the case, it is necessary to replicate the environment of interaction and dynamic collaboration and exchange. That will recharge you and assure that you feel connected. You probably have a high need for affiliation, which means that in order for you to feel yourself motivated, you'll need to feel as though you're in contact with others. In this case, the discussion board is an ideal place to make connections. Post photos of pets, interests of yourself. It's a great way to rehumanize the learning space. 2. As you ask your professor to post video or audio, this will help you feel that you can connect and interact freely with your instructor. It will also give you a sense of the personality, interests, and philosophy of your professor. 3. Make sure that you understand how to turn in your work and do the assessments. Are there time limits? Does the Dropbox open and shut? Are there issues of file compatibility? Are there any practice tests? 4. Don't panic if it takes the instructor time to respond to you. Also, try to establish contact in more than one way. Most instructors will provide phone, alternative email addresses, and ways to post messages within the course management system or course space. 5. Find out if your course textbook has a supplemental website, PowerPoint presentations, practice quizzes, audio files, or video reviews. Then use them to review the topics that you have questions about. 6. Take notes on the readings and organize the concepts into topics. 7. If there are sample papers, please be sure to ask for them. 8. If you are required to write a research paper or an extensive paper requiring references or cited sources, ask if you can turn in the work as it progresses. This will help you avoid unpleasant surprises. For example, if you ask if you can turn in an outline, bibliography, drafts, and revisions, you're in good shape, because even if your professor does not have time to grade them or give you feedback, well, you still have the opportunity of getting feedback. And also, you can ask the professor if he or she can set up a discussion area where you can upload papers and share with your fellow students. This will give you a chance to collaborate and to obtain peer feedback and review. If you review the work of fellow students, be sure to be as supportive and helpful as possible, particularly as it relates to your citations and academic integrity and connections to course goals. 10. As you progress through the course, be sure not to lose sight of the desired learning outcomes and goals. Develop schemata and categories. Apply the knowledge to real-life situations. Jot down examples listed in the readings. Read the case studies and write the key lessons and connections to the text in the margins. Think about how you can use the course content for problem solving. 11. Time management and goal setting. Analyze the tasks you're required to do and map them out. Create a timeline and set goals for yourself. As you complete your goals, be sure to find a way to reward yourself. Goal setting and time management are probably the most important non-academic aspects of your online education experience. Achieving your goals can be very motivating. If you're new to e-learning, you'll probably be pleasantly surprised at how enjoyable your experience will be, and perhaps more importantly, how much you will learn. Keep in mind that the key to your success always involves a combination of time management and connection. Log in often, keep in touch, and don't get behind. You'll succeed, and you'll enjoy yourself in the process. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to Thoughts on e-learning.